This is Michelle Sharon. Thank you for joining me today. So, I wanted to talk about some things that we just don't want to do to people that we care about. So, one thing that is something that I hear often is hurt people. And you can hear it in different forms. Broken people, break people. The bottom line is, when we are hurt, when we are broken in certain areas, when we have not grown or developed in certain areas, it leaves room for us to then hurt other people that are close to us or around us. And so it's really important that first you make a decision that that's not what you want to do or who you want to be, that you don't want to be someone that hurts people or breaks other people. That's first the decision. And then after you make that decision, it's doing the work to decide, one, that you're going to do what it takes to be whole, to be healed, so that you can then try your best. Nobody's perfect, but to try your best to be someone who uplifts and who also heals, as opposed to someone who hurts. And so some of the ways that I believe that that helps us to get to that place is, number one, that we have to heal. Right? We have to do the work to heal. Well, heal from what? Some people feel like they don't need healing, but it's not just because healing doesn't happen just because, or healing is not just necessary because you've gone through something traumatic. Well, some people have gone through something very traumatic, and healing then is a lot more obvious, right? It's like somebody who got their, let's just say, got their leg cut off. It's a lot more obvious, right, that somebody would need help or assistance in that area. But sometimes things are, you know, people's arteries are being clogged. It's something that you cannot see. And so it becomes a little bit less obvious that there's healing that needs to happen. And so it could be that maybe you haven't gone through anything traumatic. Maybe you had an amazing upbringing. Maybe, you know, things are going wonderfully in your life. But sometimes we could say, does our perspective need healing in some way? Do we have biases that maybe we didn't realize? Do we have expectations of people that were possibly broken, and now we don't see people the same way that we do, or give people benefit of the doubt? So it's important that we really tap in to see where there are places that need healing. There are places that need to be spoken to or worked through, because if none of us are perfect, then that means all of us need healing in some way. And so it's important that we take our healing into our own hands. And so the first thing that I would say, I always am going to say, first you need to get into some type of inner healing with the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus came so that we could all be whole and we could all heal. And he wanted us to be free from bondage. And bondage is not just being in captivity with someone. Sometimes bondage is just bondage to our biases, or being tied to our perspective, being tied to anger. And so everything we do, we act through anger, being tied to unforgiveness, right? Being tied to, so no matter if somebody does something to us, it's like, oh, I will never forgive you. Like, saying those words are bondage. Believing that is bondage. And so the first thing I would say is dealing with some sort of inner healing. The next thing that I would say is therapy. Ooh, therapy, right? Speaking to someone, a professional who is trained with different methodologies for work, getting you to dig into the places that may be hidden to you without their assistance. Right? A therapist is not supposed to tell you what to do. They're supposed to help you dig to uncover what you believe should be happening. Sometimes they also help you to determine things that we think are normal in our lives, help us to determine, are they actually normal? They give us homework. They lead the way so that we can then do the work to help make sure that we are becoming our best selves. So therapy is incredible. I've went to an incredible therapist who helped me so much. Sometimes therapy, if you do it right, can be excruciatingly painful, because they really uncover things that you have kept covered for so long. They help you realize that the people that maybe you love so much have been the people that have also hurt you. They help you to understand that your ways that you think probably are right, some of them are wrong. They help you understand that some of your relationships that you think are amazing are actually crutches or people that are not what's best for you, but that you chose them out of a voided place. They do a lot when you find the right therapist. So it's important that you do the right work to find a therapist that you like, that you feel comfortable with, and that they're not going to just feed into the information that you're giving them in terms of like just agreeing with you all the time, right? Finding someone that you're comfortable with, and then going consistently looks different for each person. I know, but finding a therapist that can really help walk you through the things that you can see and the things that you cannot see, so that the ultimate goal is to make you whole, right? That you making yourself whole. You can also read books. A lot that I've learned, oh my gosh, I've learned so much from reading books. They are not even, like, not all of them are psychology books. Some of them are specific to the thing that I was dealing with at that time. So reading books, sometimes written by therapists, sometimes written by psychologists, sociologists, sometimes written even by coaches. So again, this whole channel is about self-growth, about having these guided conversations, about learning things and continuing to better yourself and get better, becoming a better human through wellness and healing, by doing the work that it takes, right? And so doing a lot of reading and finding other people that are talking about some of the areas that maybe you struggle with. Maybe they're talking about some things that you don't know how to heal from, or you don't even know that. Sometimes, you know, this is the thing. Sometimes we don't even recognize that we're broken in an area. Sometimes we have so much wall built up that we can't even be honest with ourselves to say, this area in my life is broken. And so to read a book, or to go to therapy, or to be open to the Holy Spirit to allow them to touch and say, that hurts, right? It's because it's infected. And then not covering the Band-Aid back, not putting the Band-Aid back over the infection, but saying, I want to be healed so badly that I'm going to allow God, my therapist, this book, my coach, my mom, my dad, somebody I trust, my best friend, my very smart person over here. Like, I want to be whole so bad that I'm going to let this person hold me accountable to digging out the infection, so that once the infection is gone, I can be completely healed. And that takes a lot of courage, but you know what? We are courageous people. And that takes consistency, because, you know, it's like when you get antibiotics, and the doctor always tells you, or the pharmacist tells you, make sure you take all of the antibiotics, right? And so a lot of people will go and they'll take, let's say it's like a 5-pack of antibiotics. And some people will go and they'll take 3 and they're like, oh, I feel better. And they stop. And then what happens? They get even sicker than they were before. Why? Because the thing that you were trying to kill now has had enough time not to die, but just to get acclimated to what you're putting into your body. So it is now taking it, and what it does is, it's so cool. If you ever see a video on, I should put a video, but what it does, I probably will put a video in the description, but what it does is, it now almost like writes a code for that antibiotic. So then what it does is that it can, like, what's the word, like, transform itself so that the antibiotic doesn't even work on it anymore. But if you had just finished the prescription, it would be dead, and your body would then have the recipe for how to fight it, that particular strand, if it comes back. And so when you start any of this healing process, when you start any of the process to no longer be a hurt person that's going to hurt other people, it's important that you finish the process. And it is going to hurt sometimes. Sometimes getting infections out is a very painful process, but if you're committed to being the end goal of being the best person you can possibly be, sticking your feet in the ground and saying, I'm going to get through this, is the best thing you can do. The last thing that I want to say is, recognize if someone says that you're hurting them, first check if it's you. If you have room to grow, if you are acting a certain way. Sometimes people say, oh, well, it hurts me when you do this. Like, well, you need to check yourself, or something's wrong with you. They're like, but no, if someone tells me that I'm hurting them, right? If someone tells me that I am doing something that makes them feel bad, the first thing that I need to do is, I'm going to check myself. Am I doing that? Am I mistreating this person in a certain way? Am I mishandling this person in a certain way? Am I doing the thing that they said? If I find it in me and I say, yes, I'm doing this thing, then I'm going to go back and say, why am I doing this thing? What is the reason that I'm doing this thing? And these are things that I'm self-reflecting on. I'm not saying this to the person. I'm not saying, oh, well, you make me do that. No, because every person's feelings are valid. This is inner work. This is work that I'm doing after the conversation. The person has told me, you've hurt me. Now I'm going back to myself in my quiet time to say, why is it that I respond to this person? Or why is it that they feel that I'm doing X, Y, and Z? It could be a miscommunication. It could be that you literally are doing the thing. And the reason that you're doing it could be a very valid reason, but maybe you feel hurt. Maybe you feel triggered. Maybe you don't like the way they did it. Maybe you need to have a conversation about how you all handle each other going forward. Or maybe it really isn't you, but you are the perfect stand-in for the person's hurt. And they are now putting that hurt onto you, and it has nothing to do with you. And a lot of times when you're in a relationship, and this is any type of relationship, when people are putting their hurt on other people, we have to be very delicate on how we help them to come back around to the understanding that it's not, in fact, me, but it is yourself. It's something that you have to work on. But and I guess maybe another video I need to make is how to have those types of conversations, because it's important in those conversations that you do a lot more I language than you do you language. So I'll have to do that in another video. But basically, like, when someone says, hey, you hurt me when you do this, the first thing you go to is yourself. Okay, they said I am hurting them. What am I doing? Maybe they're telling you, what am I doing? Why am I doing it? Why is when I do this, am I hurting them? Once you check all of your areas, maybe you need a therapist, you know, to sit with the both of you, right? Even friends need therapy. Sometimes it's not just romantic couples therapy. It's not just marriage therapy. Sometimes friends need therapy too. You just need a third party to help both people see both sides of the coin. But the first thing that you always want to do is you always want to check yourself. You know, am I doing this thing that they say I'm doing? If I am in fact doing this thing, why am I doing this thing? What is prompting me to do this thing? Is it because they are doing X, Y, and Z? And so it leads me to this. When they say this to me, does it make me feel defensive? Does it make me feel belittled? Does it make me feel, and then it's causing me to retaliate in this way that they're not getting, they're only seeing the top of the tree, but really this thing runs deep, right? There's roots that I need to deal with, that the person is receiving a rotten apple, right? They're receiving rotten fruit from me, but it's because my roots of my tree are infected. So sometimes it's the work we have to do for ourselves. And then if you look and say, no, my roots are healthy. The caterpillars are not eating on my leaves. It just rained, so I'm watered. Then you can look at the other person and say, okay, I think you are perceiving, or I think the way that I, let's just say I said this thing is being perceived in this way because I raised my voice. But I only raised my voice not because I was angry with you, but because I got excited, right? Or because I felt like you couldn't hear me because of the airplanes that were passing by. I didn't mean to get loud. It wasn't X, Y, and Z, but da 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 da. So I think I have to do like a fighting fear video. I think that's important. But it's really important just when we're talking about ourselves so that we're not intentionally hurting other people, that we can be aware of the areas where we can hurt people, that we always recognize that first we need to do the work to heal. Second, we need to do the inner healing. We need to allow God and the Holy Spirit to do the work that we can't get to, that He can uncover things that we didn't know were there. And third, when people tell us that we're hurting them, we need to not just silence their voice, but we need to honor their voices and use it as a gauge for, can I get better in this area? Can they get better in this area? And can we find a way to get better in this area together? So as always, I want to hear from you. Let me know what your thoughts are. Have you gone to therapy? Has it helped you? See, there's that airplane. Has it helped you? You know, what are some other ways that you have found to heal so that you're not being the person that is hurting other people that you love and you care about? Subscribe to my YouTube channel, my podcast. Please go follow me on Instagram. Where I'll be sharing a lot more things, more letters to my son that I believe have helped me throughout my life and continue to help me that I want to share. And just have a place for him to be able to refer to them when he needs them, if he needs them, that they'll always be there. So I love you all. Until the next video. Ciao.